Why do I feel like you two are turning on me and leaving this show?
Because I'm wanting paid time off. That's what I want.
Yeah, and you know what I want, Justin, is tuition reimbursement.
Right, because you want to go back to school. Yep. I just want to hang out, and we both want to make money and get paid, right?
Make money, get paid, etc. Do you know where we could do that, John?
I'm glad you both asked, because if you were looking for something else, focusservices.com/careers. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If you're looking for something new, this is for everyone but Justin and Jackson. They're stuck with me. But if you're looking for something new, and if you feel like you deserve paid time off, again, great for you, not great for Justin and Jackson. How would you like to have a flexible schedule?
Heck yeah.
Man, that'd be great.
You can find what you're looking for today at Focus Services, where qualified candidates are wanted and competitive pay is waiting. Apply now at focusservices.com/careers. Isn't it nice that you can now just apply for things online?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, super
way
nice.
Easy. back in my day, we'd have to print out the resumes and go by different places and like drop them off.
It's embarrassing. Well, too bad you weren't applying to Focus Services, because maybe you'd be in a much better career path.
Because
right
it was always so awkward when you had to drop it off in hand. Like, ooh, I'm here. Yeah, I want to drop this off.
Hi, is the manager here?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Focusservices.com/careers. Go there today.
Now pay attention, 007.
Are you ready for adventure?
Yes, sir!
Rule number one, no touching of the hair or face.
I agree.
Now let's do this!
This is the Mix Morning Fix
with John and Justin
on Mix 105.1.
We actually have the same rule, no touching of the hair or face during the show.
Don't touch the hair.
No, 6:13, good morning. Thanks for waking up with us. John and Justin, Jackson's here as well. A high today of 68. More tickets for Dancing with the Stars continues 7, 8, and 9 o'clock this morning. That's Max, Val, PETA. They're all going to be at the Eccles Theater on May 9th, and you could be there as well. I want to talk about public shaming and if it's a good idea for discipline, because there's a story that came out of the news yesterday. But before we get to that,
what do you got?
I was watching ABC News last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they've bugged my my office.
Why? What happened?
My cubicle. Let's be honest. I don't have an office.
Yeah.
Because they did a report on Emily Holt. And you're saying, who is Emily Holt?
Who's Emily Holt?
She runs the Instagram account Flights From Home, which I talk about constantly.
Yeah, you really do.
Right?
Yeah.
In this office.
Is that the one that you had me follow?
Yes.
That's the one that John had us all follow in that meeting.
Yes. Like, so far, it hasn't done me any good, because they're not flying anywhere that I need to go.
But the cool thing is, you just keep following it, and then you're going to find, like, let's say maybe she just had a Salt Lake City to Cancun.
Okay.
$210 round trip.
That's pretty good.
That she posted. So if you see that, and you're like, oh, you know what? I've been thinking about going on a trip. I might as well go to Cancun for $210.
Yeah, it's not a bad.
I'm going to look it up right now.
I didn't know anything about who ran this account, Flights From Home.
Yeah, what's her story? What is she up to?
She's a Utah attorney.
Oh.
She's a wife. She's a mother. And during that time, she actually just scours the internet for huge price drops of airfare. And then she posts the deals on her Instagram account with details of the dates. Like, she does all of this.
Why?
Do you want to go to Oakland for $147 right now?
No. You can't pay me.
I don't want to go to Oakland
for... Hey, how about this? To Santa Ana for $102.
It's not a bad deal.
No.
Go to Santa Ana then for $102, you could get to Disneyland. She did it as a hobby, Jackson.
Oh.
She actually was doing this just to share with friends and family, and she would text them or Facebook message them, but when she started a public Instagram account, it grew to over 140,000 Instagram followers.
Holy cow.
Atta girl.
And they're not like even secret deals. She's just scouring the internet and sharing it with the world. You know what it is? It's 105 days of love.
That's basically what she's doing. I get it.
Yeah.
Hooking up her friends.
I don't know. I just feel like lawyers, all you do as a lawyer is read constantly. Could you imagine just your whole job is reading nonstop?
Yeah.
And like not fun stuff that we get to read all day. She has to read, like, legal proceedings.
That's the truth.
And then she, like, in her spare time, she's analyzing flight deals and posting. What? That is my biggest nightmare, honestly. Like, if someone said, hey, you've got to go to the bad place, you know, the downstairs place, I'd show up and that would be my office.
To her, it's relaxing, I guess.
Good for her. I mean, bless her. We need people like that because I am not one of them.
So ABC4 Utah, man, I don't know if they're bugging my cubicle or what. But
they are.
I was happy to see that interview last night.
I sure hope not, because now they know how much I curse.
Justin, you said you had a Hey Dummy story for this morning. Did you want to do it?
I do have a Hey Dummy story, because it's coming out of Florida, out of Clearwater, Florida. There was a couple that got married this past weekend, And just like you know, all couples, the honeymoon period just wears off, you know?
Yeah.
Doesn't happen, especially after a couple hours.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, after a couple of hours, you're drinking, you're having a good time at the reception, and then all of a sudden you get drunk and you attack the groom. What does the groom do? Then he pushes the bride down. Well, then the cops come, and then you get arrested, and then you get assault charges.
How many years after the wedding did this happen?
About 2 hours.
2 hours?
2 hours after the wedding.
Guys, I feel like it's going to work.
It's going to work.
I feel like this is going to be a good thing.
Well, they're in their 60s, so.
So they're
does that make things any better?
No.
Because that's the story of a 20-year-old.
Right,
no,
exactly.
You're in your 60s when you attacked each other at your wedding reception.
That's hilarious. And that is today's
Hey, Dummy!
I saw this yesterday, and man, I've always had some strong thoughts about this. The Orlando Sentinel claimed that this man named Michael recently made his middle school age son hold a sign on a street corner that read, "I'm a bully, honk if you hate bullies." And Michael told the news that he doesn't care about the critics, who's saying, "Dude, all you're doing is bullying your son.
Yeah.
You're now making your son, you're doing to your son what he was doing to kids in his class."
I mean, he's giving him a taste of his own medicine.
He said, "I figured I would teach him a lesson that would embarrass him and make him feel the way kids feel. In my mind, I'm doing the right thing. I can't please everybody." And I just feel like more and more we're seeing these news stories of parents who are being congratulated for public shaming their kids for doing things.
Yeah, man.
And I'm not sure if I'm okay with this. Like, now I'm a parent. I have a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old. They're a little young for much more disciplined than we do timeouts in the room. Like,
right.
That's where we're at this point. And I haven't had a big issue yet. They're kindergarten and preschool to where I have to deal with who knows what this kid was doing as a bully.
Yeah, for some reason, I seem to be okay with this one.
You are okay with it, huh?
Yeah. Initially, I'm like, I'm against that. But do you know, if he's bullying and he is a bully, I kind of get where dad's coming from on this one.
But doesn't this just encourage more bullying
behavior? That's
what
I was going to say. The reason he's acting up in school is because he's probably facing these same problems at home.
But is this one of those situations to where if you ground him for a week, is it going to fix anything?
So you're saying, for example, I'll tell you with Liam the other day, oh man, he made me so angry. I'm like, dude, if you don't stop, you're going to be in a timeout. And he kind of like shrugged his shoulders.
Yeah,
it's
like,
whatever,
yeah. Pal.
Are you coming at me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, timeout's not scary.
Right,
no.
Yes.
See?
And maybe that's what's going on with this kid.
It might be to where the dad has been pushed to the limit to where he's had to go to the next level on some things.
I feel like the next level before public shaming should probably be like therapy or something, though. I feel like there's something, if that's like a persistent problem, this kid has behavioral
issues.
And
I get it. You can say therapy, but are we really going to go to therapy? Probably not.
But there's also more than just like this story. I mean, I feel like every week now we're seeing on headline news a parent who did something for public shaming with their kid, for something their kid did, either it be being a bully or not listening in school.
I think it would be great lengths if, like, hey, I came home late and now you're going to shame me on the internet. But if you're going to pick on other kids at school, I mean, something, maybe you need to make a little bit bigger example of the whole thing.
This text says, absolutely not okay. A child's parent or family should be the one thing a kid can 100% count on to feel loved and safe. By doing this, you're making your child worry that his parents aren't going to treat him any different than the kids at school, and that's not okay. So the question is public shaming a good or bad form of discipline? Look, as parents, we are winging it every single day.
Oh, yeah, every day.
We're just trying to make the best decisions for our kids.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of parents who think this is a good decision. If so, great. Like Justin, you're saying this can maybe make a difference.
Yeah, I kind of liked this one.
Want to hear from you? Give us a call. This text says, it's probably good for kids who are being cocky or arrogant.
Yep, that's exactly what I'm thinking.
You know, it's kind of like what I was saying with Liam when he shrugged his shoulders when I'm like, you're grounded, and he didn't care. It's like, what's next?
Yeah, the street corner for him.
I feel like yard work.
Yeah,
something
else. That's the thing. Privately discipline your children however you want. I just think, because the problem is they're employers, and when they apply for college, like all of those people are going to Google them, and this will be the first thing that comes up when they get Googled.
This says, the dad said his purpose behind it. He wanted his son to feel like what he was doing to others. I support him 100%. He's going, look, you're bullying people. I want you to know what it's like to be bullied.
Exactly.
And so that's why he was doing it.
Yeah, you don't like it, do you? It's not cool, is it?
I think it's perfectly good to public shame the children this way to make a lesson, make a difference early, or you can have public shame in jail, in court, in the news, in the media, if you don't nip it in the bud now.
Yeah, well said.
That's what this one's saying. Punitive measures are counterproductive. Positive reinforcement of good actions is the best answer. For example, screen time isn't an expectation. Instead, it's a reward for doing what's right. In my classroom, oh good, you're a teacher. I offer skip quizzes to the students when they're following direction or rules. This
skip
allows
quizzes.
Yeah, for natural consequences to all actions. That's interesting.
Awesome.
Yeah. I will say for me as a parent, that is way better than grounding screen time. Like, all right, no iPad for 2 days.
Yeah, they don't like that, do they?
Man, changes right away. No more shrugging now, huh, Liam? Nope.
Yeah, did
how
you talk, don't you?
Buddy?
I'm just wondering what happened to actually taking the time to have a heart-to-heart with our kids about situations like this. As a parent, we were doing the same things at our school at that age. Man, we got a lot of texts coming in right now. Texting, as a teacher, I want to point out that not all bullies are kids acting out because there's problems at home. That is a misconception. Sometimes the good kids turn bully. Kids will make bad decisions because they're kids. It's kind of interesting. Also, the wording of the sign is detrimental to the child. It's not attacking the action of bullying, which is what the parent has a problem with. It's attacking the child. You should reword it to instead say, honk if you hate me. Oh, because that's bullying. I get it. If they're really going to have the sign, which I don't think they even should. Or to say, honk if you hate bullying, not honk if you hate bullies. You guys see the point, what they're trying to say?
Yeah, no, I totally do. But he wrote, I'm a bully on this one.
He wrote, I'm a bully, honk if you hate bullies. Right.
Yeah. And so I think that was written okay, don't you?
No, what they're saying is that you should be punishing the action, not the actor. So, like, I'm a bully, honk if you hate bullies means I'm a bad kid, honk at me, you hate me, versus honk if you hate bullying to show him this is what people don't like. I think that's the argument they're making.
You know what we haven't brought up on air is just, I just wonder how many now with parents, at some point parents are going to do this because they just want the attention on social media.
Yeah.
And it becomes not about parenting your kid and just like, look how good of a dad I am.
Do you feel that's the case in this scenario? No, neither do
I. I watched the news story on this one. This dad does seem like he's just doing what we're all trying to do, trying to do our best as a parent.
Gotcha.
And this is what he decided to do. Justin, let's get to your 7 a.m. silly.
Hey, astronomers got tired of watching the moon go around the Earth for 24 hours, so they just decided to call it a day.
You guys ready to play a new game?
Yeah.
It's called the Wrong Game.
Yeah!
I get inspired by my sweet daughter, Ella. She's 4 years old, and she likes me to throw out facts that are sometimes right, sometimes wrong, and she tells me, ding, ding, or uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
And I went, wow, we should play that on the radio. This is very hard.
She comes up with great games.
So it's called The Wrong Game. Let's say good morning to. Hi, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kim.
Hey, Kim, what are you doing?
I just got to work.
Right on. What do you do for a living?
So I'm a quality supervisor for a call center.
Oh, okay, very cool. If you are a quality supervisor of our show, how would our rating be?
Oh, don't open the door.
I'd give you 4.5 stars.
Yay!
Yeah.
Out of 10, guys. Out of 10.
That's out of 100 stars.
Hey, we're going to play the wrong game. Here's how it works. Justin has 5 questions for you. He's going to ask them to you. All you have to do is give us the wrong answer each time, okay?
Okay.
We're going to make it a little harder, though, because there's only 15 seconds for you to answer all 5 questions.
Okay.
If you get all correct or all wrong, we'll hook you up with $105 in credit from Lyft, the rideshare app, for 105 days of love. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Justin, I have 15 seconds on the clock. I will push go the moment you start reading the first one.
Okay. Kermit the Frog is what type of animal?
A toad.
Name the mascot for McDonald's.
A clown. Oh, dang it.
It's hard, isn't it?
It's super hard.
It is.
It is.
Hey, thanks for trying, okay?
All right, thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
I should play. We played yesterday in the halls.
It's hard.
Especially if you want to be right, like Jackson.
Yeah, I have to be right all the time.
Like, this game got under Jackson's
skin.
Did it really?
Yeah, it did.
I had to walk away. I was very frustrated.
Oh, man, we got to play with him again sometime.
So if you want to play, we got another set of 5 questions right now. If you want to play the wrong game, give us a call. Hi, Max. Who's this?
This is Braden.
Braden, what's up, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
You think you got what it takes for the wrong game?
I have more than what it takes.
All right. Justin has 5 questions for you. In 15 seconds, you have to answer each one of his questions. The only thing is, make sure you don't answer any of them correct, okay?
Okay.
Justin, when you're ready.
In FBI, the F stands for?
Female body inspector.
Who plays Roseanne in Roseanne?
Roxanne.
The sky is what color?
Green.
Not enough time.
Not enough time.
Nah, Brandon, I'm sorry, yes. Man. It's hard, huh?
Yeah, it is hard.
Later, bud. Hi, Max. Who's this?
Hi. This is Shane.
Shane, you want to play the wrong game?
Sure.
Okay, we're finding out that it's much more difficult to play this than we thought.
Oh, yeah.
All right, will you explain it to me? I don't really understand it.
Absolutely. Justin has 5 trivia questions. He's going to ask them. You have 15 seconds to answer all 5 questions. The only thing is, you want to make your answers wrong.
All right.
Okay. Justin, when you're ready, I'll start the clock.
Kermit the Frog is what type of animal?
He is an orangutan.
Name the mascot for McDonald's.
A vampire.
BLT consists of bacon, lettuce, and?
Turtles.
1 + 1 =
74.
Who plays Iron Man in the Avengers?
Me.
Yeah! Yeah! Shane, you got it. You won it.
So good.
I like the last one. That was great.
$105 in credit from Lyft, the ride share app. You were so right, you were wrong.
Yay.
We got to play this game again.
Yeah, we do.
It is Thursday, which means a group therapy Thursday. We kick this off because we get so many text messages and emails and Facebook messages of people asking for advice. And we want to give advice, but you know what? We sometimes doubt our own. And we think you're smarter at it than us. And so we share it with you. You kind of share with us. And then we write back to the person. And since we started this on Thursdays, man, we're getting a lot of questions, including this one from Lori. I've been dating my boyfriend for almost 11 months. We're both 27 years old. And I think what he did to me was the last straw. I put up with him playing video games and not always acting his age. On Friday, he knew my mom was recuperating from knee surgery. And we were going to bring them dinner and hang out with my parents. He came home from work Friday all excited and said he couldn't go because his buddy bought 6 tickets for Avengers Infinity War that night and had to see it with them. I told him, why can't he go Saturday or Sunday when we had no plans? But he said missing it and seeing it with his buddies is what he's seen most of the movies with since he was 17. Plus, at soccer the next morning, he didn't want them to spoil it. So we went even though I was mad. This is where it gets weird.
Oh, there's more?
Yeah. I went online and found out the spoilers. And not only did I text them the ending right when he was heading to the theater, I text his buddies the same thing.
Oh, messed up. That's super rude.
After the movie, he was so mad at me. I haven't talked to him since Friday night. He's trying to turn this around on me when he's the one who blew me off. My best friend said I should be mad, but her husband said what I did was equally as bad. Please tell me there's no way I'm in the wrong and he deserved it. I think I should dump him, from Lori.
Wow.
Man.
Wow, wow, wow.
It's a lot right there, isn't
it?
It
is a lot.
Yeah.
Because at first he was in the wrong, and then all of a sudden, nope, we go back around.
So 2 steps here. 1, he was in the wrong, right?
Oh, yeah. He was totally in the
100%.
Wrong.
100%.
Like, if you made the agreement with your girlfriend, if you want to be that person, her person.
If you already said you were going to do it.
You don't go see Avengers with your buddies.
Right.
Yeah.
Man, but then, you know, that old saying, 2 wrongs don't make a right. And by what she did, that's not cool either. You guys are both in the wrong now.
Are they just both being really immature?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yes, they both are being very immature.
Yeah, because he absolutely should have followed through on his commitment and told his buddies, no, I'm sorry, I already told my, you know. But at the same time.
Don't stoop to a
don't
childish
do this,
level.
Right?
No.
This is terrible.
Oh, my goodness.
That's super messed up. You say, hey, what you did really hurt my feelings. Let's solve this like adults.
Or just text the spoilers. Yeah, we need your help because we're all kind of feeling like, no, this is insane. She did something wrong in the end.
I don't know how to give the advice on this one.
She goes, please tell me there's no way I'm in the wrong. He deserved it, and I think I should dump him.
Oh, well, I'm not going to tell you you're not in the wrong because, you messed up.
Let's help out Lori. Give us a call. You know, we keep saying thank you so much for downloading our podcast, and we mean it. Because of you, our podcast continues to grow each and every day.
Yeah.
And, it's really exciting.
Yes, super cool. Is.
And also thank you to Focus Services for believing in our podcast and supporting our podcast.
Yes, sponsors.
Focus Services, flexible shifts, competitive pay, paid time off,
wow.
Tuition reimbursement. You know, if you want it all, it's possible to have it. Focus Services is looking for qualified candidates. And if you're looking for competitive benefits, don't wait. Apply today at FocusServices.com/careers.
So that was FocusServices.com.
No, Jackson, no.
Right. Write that down.
No.
Because remember, paid time off, I got that.
Yeah, there's paid time off, tuition reimbursement.
Yes.
I go back to school.
You totally can.
Because I'm such a dummy now, I need to figure it out.
What about a company doing competitive pay? Doesn't that sound nice?
Yes. Oh, that's true. Because my pay is, it's competing with my bills. right now, my bills are winning.
They're winning that fight.
So yeah. It's FocusServices.com/careers. If you go and you get a great job, and then all of a sudden you're the president of a company as well, then you can sponsor this podcast as well.
Oh,
and
so
we're just going to help each other out.
Yeah.
FocusServices.com/careers. We're trying to help out Lori, who sent us a message. She's been dating her boyfriend for 11 months. They're 27 years old. And on Friday, while her mom was recuperating from knee surgery, he said, yeah, I'll be there. He instead canceled plans on being with her mom and went instead to go see Avengers Infinity War. She decided to go online, find the spoilers of the film, and not only did she text him the ending while he was driving to the theater, she texted the buddies as well. And we're just saying, the last sentence she wrote to us was, please tell me there's no way I'm in the wrong, and he deserved it. I think I should dump him. Cindy, what do you think?
So as far as Lori is concerned, okay, if she had just texted him the spoiler, then I don't think she'd be in the wrong. But because she texted all of his buddies, I do think she's in the wrong.
Yeah, it's a little too much.
I think she went just a tad too far. I get that, you know, he said that he would be with her, but, you know, if she had just done it to him, fine. She wouldn't have been in the wrong. But because she did it to all of her buddies, I think that's too far.
I also, you know, like how sometimes in an argument you want to have the advantage? She had the advantage going in until she started sending the text. Like, I was totally on her side when I read this email the first time through the first two paragraphs. But when she switched it to say she texted all of the friends, like the spoilers, I was like, no, you're losing
you
me.
Just gave it all up.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's fine to do it to him because then it's his choice whether or not, you know, if he says anything. But to do it to all his other buddies who weren't part of this equation.
That's the issue is.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Hey, Cindy, thanks. Have a great Thursday, okay?
You too. Thanks. Bye.
I think that guy deserved it. She should dump him because he obviously started everything and should have gone with her and not the movie. These two need to grow up. If that's something to break up over, you're not very committed to each other.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think, though, him going to the movie instead of to the moms after the surgery just shows what is his commitment level to the relationship.
Yeah, his priorities are not where they should be.
He definitely messed up. There's no question about that. And I get that she's upset. We all lash out when we're upset. But she's doubling down on it now. Like, I feel like everyone's had enough time to space out and breathe. And they're both still angry at each other. I think it's best for them to just break up.
Yeah, take a break.
Lori is a goddess. I aspire to be that brilliant.
Well, atta girl.
Asking you to choose the news this morning.
I got breaking news. Two slang words that we use that are not cool to say anymore.
Jackson?
I have five weird things that can make you gassy.
And mine is 35,000 people have watched all 331 episodes of this TV show this year. I'll tell you, as the votes come in, it looks like Justin, you and I are ahead of Jackson right now. So,
really?
Yeah, if someone wants Jackson's story, you better start voting soon.
They don't want to know about gassy, huh?
And just for being a part of Choose the News today, we'll put you into a drawing for that $105 credit from Lyft, the rideshare app. Morning, guys. I got to go vote for Justin this morning. That's from Nick, Kenny, Jessica, Mikey, Bella. On our way to Disneyland, we're voting for Jackson.
All right.
Oh, Carla.
Man.
It's only one vote, though. It's one car.
Take us with you.
Yeah, no, please.
Slang words. My vote is for epic, fail, and adorbs. Or any of those.
No, no, and no.
I like all of those words, so I don't understand what your problem is.
Those ones are sticking around.
I'm going to go with the TV show. I want to know if I'm missing out on something. John, I got to know if the TV show is something my wife and I watch. I'm shocked, but no, I will tell you with my story, I'm shocked that this show is being watched so much. Being gassy is bad. Jackson has my vote today. Sorry, John.
Don't be sorry. He's fine.
First time voter. Got to go with Justin. That's from Addison. Addison, thanks for being a part of the show. Hi, my name is Veronica. I'm going to go with Justin today. Mm-hmm. I think we all can learn how not to be so gassy. That's my vote. That's for you, Jackson.
It's more of a PSA. Right.
I'm a mom, so everything I say is no longer cool. I need to hear Jackson's story. Carpool voting. 3 for gassy. 2 for slang words. You guys are insane. All right.
Sure.
That's fair.
You don't know the half of it, girl.
I'm interested in seeing which slang words aren't cool to say anymore so I can stay cool in my teenager's eyes just a little bit longer. And the winner today is, although I will say, Jackson's having a nice comeback. Not enough to win. Justin!
Yeah! Okay, the Alan Turing Institute in London analyzed the data trends from the Urban Dictionary, and they found strong evidence that two slang terms are not cool to say anymore. They're on their way out.
Is slough on the list?
No.
Okay. I got a text asking about that one.
You ready for them?
Is fetch one of them?
No, God, that's old.
Because fetch is going to happen.
It never happened.
Fetch is going to happen.
The two that are trending down are fleek and selfie.
Ugh. Yeah, I don't like selfie.
Selfie's kind of run its course.
Yeah.
It's been run a long time and used by a lot of people.
And posting selfies has kind of run its course. Right. Now it's all about that candid life.
I never liked fleek.
Oh, I don't ever feel like fleek became a huge word.
No, but
did
fleek
it?
And selfie are the two that are trending down and on their way out. So you can tell your kids now, like, oh man, that's lame. That's not even cool to say that word anymore.
I can guarantee you, I have never said, hey guys, what you're wearing today is fleek. Fleek is never.
It's on fleek. Trust
me,
you're saying it wrong. And I will just say that you and I run in very different circles because On Fleek was very popular in my crew for a while.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Would you say it was so fetch?
No, I would never say that because it's not going to happen.
Wouldn't it be weird, though, if John said On Fleek?
Would you
be weirded out by it?
I want him to slip it into a business meeting, the big
that's
boss.
On fleek.
It's just like, so as you can see, our ratings around this time on this day were on fleek. but as we progress through the week, they get a lot less on fleek. They're not so on fleek.
I wonder if somebody would just stop and look up and be like, seriously.
Challenge accepted.
Okay.
Please.
Sweet. We'll get all of our stories up online, mix1051utah.com. I got to read this text. It says, I love you guys. I listen to you every morning. It's my first time voting. It's from Brianna in Ogden. Just Brianna, thanks for being a part of our show. Hi, Max. Who's this?
My name is Jan.
Hey, Jan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. It's a group therapy Thursday. Tim wrote us an email talking about how in the middle of the night, his dog woke him up, and he went down the hall with his dog, went into his daughter's room, and found her in bed with her boyfriend. She's 17, and he has taken the door off of her bedroom, and she's asking for it to be put back on. What do you think?
Well, I was once that 17-year-old girl who snuck in my boyfriend through windows at night.
Oh.
And my parents found out, and they took my phone at night, so I had to plug it into charge in their room, and it totally worked. I wasn't able to, figure anything out. And we, talked, they told me, that's not what we do, and we don't believe in that. And at that age, I was like, yeah, whatever. Let me just, get back to my life. But once they started, okay, well, your phone needs to be turned in at 10 o'clock, and I had to plug it in at their room, and if I had a passcode on it, which they had me put a passcode on my phone just for privacy, if it ever got lost or whatever, but they had to know the passcode. And so I knew that at any time they could go through whatever they wanted on my phone. Which I guess maybe that's an invasion of privacy, but I didn't pay for the phone. And looking back at it now, I'm so glad that they did that because way worse things could have happened. But it didn't let me kind of get in my plans that I wanted to before the time. And any plans that I made, over a text or anything, were then spoiled as well. So they would just make me plug in my phone at night, and I couldn't get it until the next morning when I went to school. Or if I was really against their trust, then I couldn't get it. I couldn't have my phone at school or whatever.
But so you're saying Tim was totally in the right, though, for doing all this.
He does say the door thing, whatever. Take her phone at night. And I promise you, any plans that she has, it's a whole lot harder to make them.
Hey,
and you're not going to put in that effort.
Jan, thanks for the call.
Thanks. Bye.
Hi, Max. Who's this?
Hi, this is Amy.
Hey, Amy. So what do you think about Tim and his daughter?
I, having been a teenager at one point in my life and now being a parent, I think the problem today with most of the younger kids is that they don't have enough boundaries, and that taking the door off says, hey, you live in my house. I pay the bills. I take care of this. You're under my roof. You need to abide by these rules. It's important for them to understand and abide by rules, and there are consequences to the rules.
if you break them.
I do have a lot of people saying, like, it's Tim's house, his rules. Kind of like what you're saying, where it's like, listen, they're still a kid, not an adult.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when they're an adult, they can make their choices when they live in their own roof.
Right. Amy, hey, thanks for the call.
No problem.
I love this. Give her a curtain rod and a shower curtain.
There you go. That's a good one.
All right, we're trying to help out Tim on a group therapy Thursday. His daughter betrayed his trust, and he wants to remove her door, and now he's kind of second-guessing himself. What do you think, Grace?
Honestly, that was me, like, last year. And my mom knew he was in the house, and so she called the police. So I think he's totally in the right for doing that, because I never snuck a boy into my house ever again.
Your mom called the cops, huh?
Man, that's a good one.
Yeah, she did, and they were at my window with guns and dogs, and it was terrifying.
Oh, my gosh. I would think you would think twice after that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Never again.
Oh, that's funny. Hey, Grace, thanks for the call.
No problem. Have a good one.
This text says she's 17. They will find another place. I know removing my door would not have stopped me, and I got pregnant at 17. They need to have the talk with her and make sure that she has protection.
Yeah, that's the problem. You're never going to stop teenagers from hooking up. They have before. They're doing it now. They're going to do it forever. And if you remove her door and you break her trust like that, if she is in a non-consensual situation, if she's in trouble, if she's pregnant, she's not coming to you.
I don't think that's breaking trust by taking the door off. I think you're way off on that. I understand what you're saying.
It's been about just me. You're making it difficult.
Yeah, that's what I think it has to do with. I think where you're missing the point of the thing of, like, oh, it destroys someone's trust for taking the door off. I don't believe there is trust with
she's
a door that's
She's already said
up.
It's an invasion of privacy. Mm-hmm. And if she doesn't feel comfortable, like, having her room exposed to the family, to the parents, she's not going to go to them if there's a reproductive issue.
This says, put the door back and let her know that until the trust has been earned back, you will be doing random checks at different times of the night.
Oh, yeah.
Embarrassment of being caught with your boyfriend in bed is sometimes a better lesson than sheer force.
Amen.
I think you're all correct. You take the door. She doesn't get that privacy until she earns it back, but don't present it as a punishment, as an opportunity to prove that she can improve. Trust has to be earned back. Take the door away. That's a privilege, just like a cell phone, car, etc., until they are paying for those things. When I was a naughty teen, my parents put this plastic on the windows. If I ripped it to sneak out, they knew the same day.
Yeah, because you couldn't replace it. That's awesome.
What a good idea. It goes on to say, they just weren't smart enough to do it to my brother's window, so I went out of his.
Oh, man. Oh, good to know. Got to wrap up all the windows in the
right,
house.
Yeah. I had so much privacy as a kid. My parents almost never paid attention. I wish they would have had more specific and strict boundaries. I fortunately never got in trouble, but it made me feel neglected. Sometimes actually bringing down the law makes your kids be like, okay, mom and dad do care about
they,
me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that does help.
Then you can say, I'm taking your door because I love you.
Right, exactly. Let's see. I just want to see if I got another. Holy support the phone idea. That was one of the calls we had about taking away the cell phone. So maybe you leave the door on, but you take the phone every night at 9 until morning. Mm-hmm. What do you do with your phone, Justin, and the kids?
Everybody has them on their nightstands.
They keep them on their nightstand?
Yeah. So far, everybody's been pretty good. We haven't had a reason to take them. So far, so good.
But the moment there is one?
Oh, the phone will go.
Yeah. Justin, let's do it. Your showbiz beat.
Hey, are you looking for a new job that offers more flexible schedule? Well, Focus Services is now hiring. You can log on and check it out at focusservices.com/careers. A new live-action Swamp Thing series is coming to the DC platform with DC Universe.
I honestly, man, I don't know how you feel like this is exciting news for
anyone.
It
is exciting. Yeah, like, I don't know why, because it's like, all part of that whole... I'm trying to put myself into that world that I don't understand.
But you're not even in the right world.
Oh. No, because everyone's goo-goo about Marvel right now, and that's DC, which is totally different.
I tried. I'm just trying to relate.
Plus, that's monsters, not superheroes.
Okay. Monsters, superheroes, don't they all live in the same world? Don't they get along? Don't they go to
dinner? I told you to talk Grey's Anatomy. I said, dude.
Well, we're going to get to Grey's Anatomy.
Here's something more interesting than your Swamp Thing story.
You know what? I like Swamp Thing. I'm going to be
the lead
on Swamp Thing.
That's going to be your thing.
Yes. Okay. Swamp Thing. You know what else I like?
Hmm.
Ron Howard talking about Star Wars like he's on Arrested Development.
There you go.
Now the story of a family that wants to rule the galaxy and the one son who had no choice but to save it. It's Star Wars, A New Hope. Meet Darth Vader. He's upset because his daughter, Princess Leia, stole his secret plans.
I want to know what happened to the plans.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She actually did.
It's so funny.
It is funny. Just, I like that somebody put the time into that.
This was actually, so what happened was Ron Howard got this approved through George Lucas himself to do a mashup of Star Wars, A New Hope, and Arrested Development. And they edited it together all to promote Solo, the Star Wars story.
What a great way to do it.
Yeah. And it's cool because like Lucas was like, yeah, I love this idea.
Well, it's working. Yeah. We're talking about it this morning.
Hilarious.
So a man convicted of stalking Sandra Bullock 4 years ago, he was convicted for doing so. The cops went to his house for a parole violation that he had broken. Then they got a standoff, and he ended up killing himself.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa, what?
No kidding, right?
That's nuts.
How do you like that story?
Why would you even share that story?
What's wrong with you? Today's show is beat his...
I wanted to bring it up from Swamp Thing.
What is going on?
Yeah, let's bring it up with...
You want me to go in a different direction?
Yes.
Okay, how about this? Blake Shelton's going to make Gwen waffles for Mother's Day.
Oh, that's nice.
A giant one. He's like, I've got to make a whole bunch because they're small. I'm going to put them together like Legos. See?
That's not bad.
Look at the great things you can learn here on the show, BizBeat. What else do you want to know, John? Oh, that Fox is renewing Empire for a fifth season?
Oh, my gosh.
Huh?
So what was that about Grey's Anatomy,
John? So let me
John?
Tell you about Grey's Anatomy.
Do you want to know that IKEA is launching a new line of suits that are inspired by their furniture?
Well, that's kind
that's
of actually
kind of
interesting.
Great.
That's not bad. Yeah,
right. I'm going leather.
You're going leather suit?
Do you have to put the suit together? Or?
Well, of course you do. Yeah, it just comes like arms and all that stuff are off. You actually have to put them on. Oh, what other random stuff do I have?
How about this
today?
One? Grey's Anatomy star Ellen Pompeo.
No, we're not there yet.
Not day. Okay.
I'm digging through my notes here. Dora the Explorer. We know who's going to be playing that.
The wheels are really falling off right now, you
man.
Guys.
You know what? Let's just play Dua Lipa.
No, I got a minute that I'm still trying to fill. All right, tell me your Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy star Ellen Pompeo admitted that the show's run is coming to an end. She just told Us Weekly that Shonda Rhimes and her are going to get together and talk about the ending. They're going to kind of create the perfect ending.
We said a couple weeks ago that the show was probably coming to an end.
No, they just wrapped its 14th season, and they're going to slowly start. You know what?
I reject you and your story. That was old news,
I reject
John.
You
Jackson,
and your story.
Jackson, did we not already talk about that?
I don't know.
See? never mind.
Happy National Paranormal Day. I can't believe we've gotten this far in the show without wishing each other a happy National Paranormal Day.
No, that makes me excited, though, for what could be on television tonight.
Independence Day.
Well, no, could there be like paranormal? Could there be like a lot of ghost hunters and those
Zach
types
Bagans.
Of shows on? I'm like, heck yeah.
I had to stop watching Ghostbusters or Ghost Hunters.
Why?
It's giving me nightmares. I don't know. Zach's gotten into my mind.
Zach Bagans. We should just rename the Zach Bagans Appreciation Day.
Yes, we
really
should.
Really, he's the only one keeping the paranormal thing around.
Does anyone else want to go to his museum that
yes,
he has in Vegas?
I do.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I feel like Ghost Adventure, totally off topic. I feel like Ghost Adventures, though, has become nothing but an infomercial for Zach's museum. Like, they used to go places. Lately, they've just been hanging out at his museum, and he's like, check out all the cool stuff I've got.
Yeah, I get that.
And my new tattoo. It's like, I get it, Zach.
Yeah, he's a handful.
Yeah. So here are some results from a new survey with National Paranormal Day. 4 out of 5 people believe in ghosts. 45% say they believe even though they've never seen one. 35% say they believe because they've seen one.
Oh.
90% of people say that they are scared of at least one paranormal phenomenon. I need to know what does that mean?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
12% think the government knows more about aliens than it's telling us. I would think that number would be higher than 12%. In a world where we don't trust the government at all.
Right.
Wouldn't you think that number would be bigger?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, you'd think, but...
4% believe that their house is haunted. Yes?
No. Mine's good.
Jackson?
No.
Haunted house? No.
I don't believe in ghosts, so...
You're the 1 out of 5.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that ratio should be much higher.
I'm taking my gift back that I bought you for National Paranormal Day then. And it is time for John's Amazing Fact of the Day.
Yeah.
This is becoming our biggest benchmark. did you know China should be split into 5 time zones? But since 1949, the entire country has been on the same time zone for national unity.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that creates some weird time changes at its borders. Like, for example, China borders Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And when you cross over, there is a 3.5-hour time difference.
Holy cow, if I'm across the street.
Immediately.
Wait, 3.5 hours?
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do a half hour
with the time zone.
I don't know. That's how it works.
I don't think that's how it works.
That is true, actually. Yeah. There's some time zones that are actually at the 30 instead of just like hour wise.
I can't keep up. This is too complicated.
That'd be like us keeping all on the same from coast to coast, right?
Right.
Yeah. But they're way bigger than us, like by like a lot.
Yeah.
And it gets dark at like 3 p.m. on the eastern side.
And that is my amazing fact of the day.
Whoa.
Mind blown.
Hey, podcast listeners. If you're thinking about getting in a radio, what you need to do is go back and listen to... Jackson, please make sure we have in Justin's showbiz beat.
Yeah, that was the most... Everything really fell apart.
I'm going to win a UB award for that one.
Hey, but here's a milestone for the podcast. This is John's first bleep.
Oh, that's true.
Hey.
I'm really usually good at that, too.
Yeah, I don't swear on the radio.
That's how bad Justin's showbiz beat was.
Yeah, it caused John to bleep.
That's right. All right, what are we doing? The choose the news stories?
Yeah.
Justin won.
Yeah, I won. Take
good
that.
Good job.
Although there was no winners with today's show.
Stop it. There was so. Everyone's a winner, John.
Hulu held an annual press event yesterday, and they revealed that they now have 20 million subscribers. Up from the 17 they had 4 months ago.
Yeah.
3 million increase. Jackson was one of them, I think.
20 million?
I got a better plan.
Oh, that's
I got
right.
into a different plan. But I think a lot of that had to do with Handmaid's Tale. That's a huge show right now.
They say one reason for the big boost might be for the fact that they have all 331 episodes of ER.
Yep.
Hulu says that since ER debuted on their site in January, more than 35,000 people have binged the whole series, all 331 episodes in its first two months.
Insane.
No kidding. That's a lot of TV watching.
What about they are also the only ones that have 30 Rock, which I watch pretty regularly.
Hulu's most popular show is?
30 Rock.
Golden Girls.
South Park.
Oh, I didn't know that was on there.
Their subscribers watched 135 million hours of it in 2017. The median age of its viewers is 31. I needed to check. I have Hulu. I'm always on... Redbox.
Yeah.
But I feel like half the time I go to like Hulu, they all have the same stuff.
No.
Has this changed?
Yeah.
Okay.
TV shows are getting really, they're figuring out that they can get a lot of money out of these streaming services.
Yeah.
So they shop around to whoever will give them the most royalties.
Okay.
So that they'll sign an exclusive contract.
Are you not on Amazon Prime?
I got that one too.
We spend most of our time on that one.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you watch on that one?
On Amazon Prime? Well, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Lori just is like, every time we go, that's our go-to.
Oh, got it.
And so I couldn't tell you what they all have.
Got it. Okay. Jackson, what was your story?
My story are 5 weird things that can make you really gassy.
Go on.
I need to know.
And beans a magical fruit. We all are familiar
with
that adage. That's a normal one. These are weird things that you wouldn't think would cause gas, but they do. Number one, chewing gum.
Yeah, I heard that because you take in air.
Yeah, because you're chewing a lot of...
Really?
You're chewing a lot, and apparently you bring in a lot of air while you do that, so it makes you just pass gas.
Huh.
This doesn't affect... This is my favorite line of this whole story. This doesn't affect quality, just quantity. So it doesn't make them smell any worse.
Oh, my gosh. I'm glad we did this in the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm not glad at all. I feel like the whole world needed to know about this. Smoking and eating causes the same thing. So if you're a heavy smoker and then you chew gum to clean up your
breath. How do you up the quality?
Man. Huh?
I said, how do you up your quality?
You want to get better at it?
Well, we can get there in just a second.
Okay, good.
Number two is wearing really tight jeans. Apparently your tight jeans cause constriction in your digestive tract.
Oh.
And that can cause a buildup that makes you gassier because your digestive tract's not running properly.
You guys just ever unbutton that top jean because it's just too tight for the day?
Yeah.
John, as soon as I'm not here and I'm safely in my home, I'm not clothed.
Okay,
so,
that's right.
In the slightest. You love it. Number three, then stop asking for pictures.
Never.
Number three, eating a lot of carbs. Now, the problem with carbs is that they have fructose, lactose, insoluble fibers, and starches. And all of that ends up just fermenting in your belly. And that ferment causes and creates gas.
There's something about the term that it's fermenting in your belly.
Yeah.
Yeah, doesn't that just sound gross?
Is that nasty?
Yeah.
My mom, who's a nurse, once told me one of our kids were constipated. And she's like, you know when food is rotting just like out on like your shelf?
Mm-hmm.
She goes, that's what's happening in your kid's intestines right now because it's been there so long.
Yeah.
Ew. I was like, that is the worst description ever, Mom. Thank you for that.
Way to go, Liam. You got rotten food in you.
Yeah.
That'll weird him
out.
That's
true.
That's why farts smell bad in the first place.
Yeah.
Is because it's just rotting food.
Exactly.
Number four is not drinking enough water. just affects your digestive system. Number five, not getting enough exercise, because people who stay active have healthier digestive systems. That's especially true of like stretching or yoga or anything like that, just anything that gets the body moving. So even just going for a walk after you have a meal can help with your flatulence.
Gotcha. Perfect. Good to know.
So there's your fun facts for the day, boys.
You done with your fart story over there?
Are you done with that fart thing coming out of your mouth?
All right. That's our podcast. Thanks for listening. That does it for us. Justin, final thoughts?
Well, I'm going to go home and watch a bunch of Ghost Adventures tonight. Okay. I'm going to leave you guys with that. So don't call. I'll be in front of the TV.
Jackson.
Well, yesterday we talked about how Men's Health put out a list of 11 things you didn't know about the making of Biggest Loser.
Yes.
So I took it and I put in a bunch of pictures and notes from when I was on the show. And you can check that out at mix1051utah.com.
It's totally worth looking at, seeing a young Jackson.
I'm such a baby. I know, it's crazy.
Trying his hardest there.
So, like, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. What happened?
I know.
Life just chewed me up and spit me out.
Yes, it did.
Monroe's up next. Bye-bye.